It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones want foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Okmanesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that some
Colbert.
Good afternoon, everybody. I am your host, Colbert. Inside the Shirley Street studio, it is a Thursday edition of the show. Hope you're having a great day. Thank you so much for being here. A couple big wins last night for Iowa State men's and women's basketball. Another big win for UNI men's basketball. If you missed any of it, I've got details I'll get to here in just a little bit. Speaking of basketball, we've got a Pac-12 rivalry game tonight. Maybe you heard just before the top of the hour with the Drive at 5 look ahead. USC at UCLA tonight here on the Fan. Pre-game coverage of that one going to begin at 8:15 with tip-off at 8:30. It is that time of the year as the NFL schedule begins to lighten a little bit. Our great partner at Westwood One helps us fill in what we always like to have, that being a busy broadcast calendar of live sports. And so tonight you can get your Pac-12 appetite satiated as the Trojans on the road to take on the rival Bruins here on the Fan, 8:15 pregame. All right, however you are tuned in, whether it's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Thank you so much for being here. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColbert. And like the Facebook page. Type in 1650TheFan. You'll find us there on the Zuck Machine. Give us a like, and I guarantee it, your Facebook experience will improve. Check out the website, bookmark it. Make it a regular stop for yourself on the World Wide Web. 1650thefan.com. It's not only where you can get the stream, it's where you can get the podcast of this show. Also, all sorts of local and statewide sports content. Also, local news there. It is a treasure trove of everything you could ask for. And so, like I mentioned, I don't just say it for my health. Bookmark it. You won't regret it. Make it a regular quick stop for yourself each and every day. Number to dial if you want to join in with any questions or comments, 319-277-1918. 319-277-1918, or you can dial 800-913-9479, or you could email the show. Email address, cole@1650thefan.com. Questions, comments, maybe there's something or someone you would like to hear about or from on a future show, by all means, fire away. Just know, if you email me, I might read it on the show. Keep it in mind. Try to keep the profanities to a minimum. All right, as usual, coming up here in just a few short moments, area sports news and scores. It's a busy night of Metro Wrestling. I'll get you all the matchups and much more. After we're done there, we will take timeout number one. That's when you'll get a CBS Sports Flash as well as a VSiN Action Update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas. We'll come back from that first timeout, and the coach, ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman, will join the show. You follow Coach on Twitter, or at least you should, at K Lehman Sports. That's LEHMAN. At K Lehman Sports. We'll do the usual with Coach. We'll talk Iowa Hawkeyes. We'll talk UNI Panthers. We'll talk Drake Bulldogs, and he'll give us his overall look at the latest in both the Big Ten and Missouri Valley Conferences. So look forward to that coming up in the next segment of today's show. After we're done with the Coach, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour, get your Radio Iowa Sports, come back on the other side of that break, and continue to talk hoop. Really excited to catch up with Cliff Baranobis, the outstanding Waterloo West boys basketball coach. The Wahawks are off to a 6-1 start so far this season. They're 2-0 in the Valley Division of the Mississippi Valley Conference. So Coach Baranobis is up to his old tricks. He's got his Wahawks playing great basketball. We will get the lowdown on his team when he joins us in the third segment around 5:35. After we're done talking Wahawk basketball with Coach Baranobis, we'll take the final timeout. That's when you get an NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. Then we come back for a final time and wrap up what is a Thursday edition of the show. In case you missed it, in case this is your first time tuning in to the station today, first things first, shame on you. But nonetheless, setting that aside for a much, much more serious topic, DeMar Hamlin, who we talked about in earnest Tuesday on the show, at the top of the show, and then with Logan Blackman as well, there's been some very encouraging developments with his condition. Of course, DeMar Hamlin, the 24-year-old Buffalo Bills safety, that stood up and then collapsed on Monday Night Football after being struck in the chest on an attempted tackle. Bengals receiver T. Higgins, the one that, as you unfortunately, apparently there's been losers on Twitter going after T. Higgins, which is makes less than zero sense, but Twitter's going to Twitter. But most importantly, the news today, DeMar Hamlin awake. His neurological function intact. He has gripped his family's hands. He has written questions down. He can't talk because he still has his breathing tube in. But think about all that. What a great group of developments. DeMar Hamlin is awake. His neurological functions intact. He's holding his family's hands and gripping them with strength. And he's written questions, including one question that he reportedly wrote: did we win the game? And the competitor, albeit the man himself, his life was in jeopardy, but it seems the competitor within him never in jeopardy. And the doctor, who has been working closest with him, said, yeah, you won the game of life, DeMar. So great news, right? Just if you're having a tough day, just think about that young man and his family, his friends, and what that obviously means to them and the entire NFL and Buffalo Bills community. I mean, that's just it obviously goes without saying how great a news that is. But it sounds like there's a little ways to go yet for him to get off of his ventilator. Hopefully that comes sooner than later. But then also, too, and there's been other programs doing this today, it's become popular on social media, and I want to echo it here today. The man who gave DeMar Hamlin CPR and got the defibrillator to him, which ultimately saved his life with where we're at right now, and may have saved a large share, maybe all, of his quality of life. And that is Bills assistant athletic trainer Denny Kellington. Denny Kellington, the man who, you know, did everything as he had been taught to do and, you know, put himself in position to do. You hope that these people are qualified. You never know. I mean, when the moment strikes, because with the business that they work in, easier said than done, right? I mean, it's one thing for me to turn on a microphone and sit here and talk for an hour, but just got to make sure that we get this man's name out there with all the positive thoughts and adulation and prayer for him as well. Bills assistant athletic trainer Denny Kellington, the man who performed CPR on DeMar Hamlin. So I wanted to make sure that if you somehow had not gotten the latest on Hamlin, that got it to you today here at the top of the show. All right, so let's dive right in here. Area sports news and scores for your Thursday. Tonight in Metro Wrestling, Cedar Falls travels to Iowa City Liberty for a duel. Waterloo East competes in a double duel against Fort Dodge. That is at Fort Dodge against the Dodgers and Ankeny Centennial. The Waterloo West boys and girls teams play host to Dubuque Hempstead tonight. And this evening in Metro Swimming, boys swimming, Cedar Falls plays host to Iowa City High. The Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union has released regional assignments for wrestling. Regionals will take place at four locations across the state: Cedar Rapids, Des Moines, Sioux City, and at Luther College in Decorah on Friday, January 27th. Here's where the Metro schools will compete: Cedar Falls in Region 3 at the Iowa Events Center in Des Moines, Waterloo West and Waterloo East in Region 7 at Luther College in Decorah. This is the first year of girls sanctioned wrestling in the state. For a complete list of regional assignments, you can go to 1650thefan.com. The Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union has released its first basketball rankings of the new year. Four area schools are in the polls in 5A. Waterloo West down two spots to number 3 after its double overtime loss to Linmar on Tuesday. In Class 4A, Waverly Shellrock continues to be ranked 11th. And in 2A, defending state champs Dyke New Hartford continue to be top-ranked, while Applington Parkersburg remains 14th. Caleb Grill scored 20 points as 25th-ranked Iowa State held on to beat Oklahoma 63-60 last night. You heard it right here on The Fan. Oshuni added 12 points and 8 rebounds for the Cyclones, who are now 2-0 in the Big 12. Iowa State made 9 of its first 14 field goal attempts and jumped out to a 22-5 advantage in this game in the first 7.5 minutes, but Oklahoma, desperate for a win, battled back with a 20-0 run. Cyclones still come away with the win, as I mentioned, improved to 2-0 in the Big 12. Iowa State men's basketball has landed a 4-star recruit for its 2024 class. 7'1" JT Rock out of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, has committed to the Cyclones. He held offers from Iowa, Creighton, Nebraska, Purdue, and many others. He was one of the most sought-after big men in the 2024 class. The junior has shown two-way potential during his breakout season at Sioux Falls Lincoln as a sophomore, where he averaged 12 points per game. Rock is ranked the number 1 player in South Dakota and the number 60 overall player nationally by 24/7 Sports. The 11th-ranked Iowa State women's basketball team used a big second half to blow past West Virginia 70-50 last night at Hilton Coliseum. Ashley Jones led the Cyclones with 19 points. Stephanie Soares added 13 and 20 rebounds. The Cyclones are now 10-2 overall and 2-0 in the Big 12. Michael Duax scored a put-back basket at the buzzer as UNI men's basketball pulled out a 69-67 win at Valparaiso last night. Valpo tied the game at 67 on a pair of free throws with 12 seconds left. Bowen Bourne missed a floater, but Duax tipped the ball in as time expired to improve the Panthers to 3-2 in the Missouri Valley Conference and 7-8 overall. Duax had 15 points in that win last night, including that game-winning put-back. Titan Anderson led UNI with 16 points and 12 rebounds. The 13th-ranked UNI wrestling team opens up Big 12 competition tonight, hosting Wyoming. This will be the home dual opener for the Panthers, who are competing this season at McLeod Center. The Panthers are 2-1 in dual meets so far this year, while the Cowboys are 0-2. Action begins at 7 tonight. The UNI wrestling team has received a commitment from Osage's Nick Fox. He picked the Panthers over Iowa State, among others, and is projected to compete at 165 or 174. He is a 3-time Class 2A state finalist and the 2022 state champ. He has compiled a 165-14 overall record throughout his career, which includes a 20-1 record so far this season. He's currently ranked number 1 at 170 pounds in Class 2A by IAWrestle.com. The Wartburg basketball teams took on Central last night. The Lady Knights rolled to an easy 80-37 win to improve to 4-0 in the American Rivers Conference. Meanwhile, the Wartburg men even their record to 2-2 in the ARC. They got a win 80-69. All right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash, VSiN Action Update, and a forecast all coming your way. On the other side, we're talking hoops. Iowa, UNI, and Drake, Valley, Big Ten, all of it with the coach, ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman joins us next on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
CBS Sports Radio.
Sports Flash.
Well, we're back to work for the Bills today, and while quarterback Josh Allen said it was good for everyone to put the helmet on, it was even better after they got word that DeMar Hamlin had made remarkable progress awakening last night and asking doctors who won Monday's game. The Bills' safety has lungs that are improving and is neurologically intact. Allen and head coach Sean McDermott said they'll be ready to play the Patriots Sunday. They move forward And McDermott said there's one big reason why.
I feel strongly that as his dad, as Mario mentioned to us, that this is what DeMar would have wanted and wants. And we owe that. This is my opinion and my take on it. We owe that to DeMar and we owe that to his family.
Last Monday's game between the Bills and Bengals reportedly will not be resumed. Texas has dismissed head coach Chris Beard immediately following felony domestic violence charges recently.
Yeah, I'm here.
The NBA's Western Conference has been intriguing, with several teams already holding the top spot. And early in 2023, the lead is currently shared by the Nuggets and Grizzlies. Both are in action tonight. Memphis goes for its fifth straight in Orlando, while the Nuggets will host the Clippers. I'm Rich Ecker.
Jim Rome here, coming up Friday in the Jungle. Lions linebacker James Houston and Sabres center Tage Thompson. See you Friday, 12 noon Eastern and 9 Pacific.
CBS Sports Radio.
From the preseason all the way to the Super Bowl, The Fan is the Cedar Valley's home for the NFL.
Waterloo Schools just built a state-of-the-art classroom specifically to teach students a new cybersecurity course. Our cybersecurity students travel across the country to compete and win in those national competitions. Talk about bold. It's a collegiate-level academic experience, and our students in the Cedar Valley can have it tuition-free right here at the Waterloo Career Center. Students just like Obed.
My name is Obed, and my bold is saving the world from hackers.
Obed started as a young student in our English Language Learner program, and now he's a senior eager to save the world from hackers. Hackers through cybersecurity.
Cybersecurity does not care about the perfect English or language. What cybersecurity cares about is the willingness to want to learn and having the heart to protect.
Do you have a middle or high school student in your life? What's their bold? Help them find it at the Waterloo Career Center. Give us a call at 319-433-1803 to schedule your visit at the WCC. Again, that number is 319-433-1803. With us, the future is now.
Hi, this is Andrew Kaler from Denver Insurance. A small business like yours deserves big coverage. You know the value that hard work brings to your business, and so does Denver Insurance and Grinnell Mutual. That's why we protect your investment like it's our own. With a Grinnell Mutual Business Owners Policy, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact me, Andrew Kaler, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at Denver Insurance today.
Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
This is Brian Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Check out VSiN's catalog of original podcasts, daily and weekly programming to keep you in the know when you're on the go. Only at VSIN.com. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
NFL, no Week 18 game tonight. Two games will be played on Saturday. The Chiefs, a 9.5-point favorite at the Raiders, and the Jaguars favored by 6 in the season finale at home against the Titans. On Monday night, top-ranked Georgia goes for back-to-back college football playoff national championships. They're a double-digit favorite over third-ranked TCU. The Bulldogs still minus 12.5, the total at 62.5. College basketball tonight, Iowa at home against 15th-ranked Indiana. The Hawkeyes still looking for their first win in conference play. They are 0-3, 8-6 overall. Iowa a one-point favorite on their home floor, 152.5 the set total.
I'm Trey Westerberg, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Lows around 16 tonight, under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. A mix of clouds and sun again tomorrow. Highs level off around 29. Lows around 16 tomorrow night. Upper 20s Saturday with a chance for snow. Low 30s Sunday. A dusting of snow Saturday. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now it's 25.
Now back to more Cole and Company on the Cedar Valley Sports Leader 1650 The Fan.
Welcome back. Thursday edition of the show continues, folks. We're getting into the bread and butter part of the college basketball season. Conference play has been underway for, you know, a week or two at least, give or take, for all the different conferences. And so no better time than right now to be joined by ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman, the coach. You follow him on Twitter at @KLehmanSports. Coach, how you doing today, man? Great to be talking to you.
Hey, I'm doing good. Oh,
Panthers with a big win last night, a big game in Iowa City with the Hoosiers coming in to Carver Hawkeye. This is the 40th anniversary of the opening game at Carver Hawkeye, and I know you weren't even a twinkle in your parents' eye back at that point.
I was. No, I wasn't. Okay, 33 trips around the sun for yours truly, so I wasn't quite there yet, but let's start with the Iowa Hawkeyes. What can you tell us about their possibility, albeit we can talk about Patrick McCaffrey in terms of what he's dealing with personally in a little bit, but to look at it through a basketball lens right now with this Indiana team that seems to have gotten a boost from when they hired Mike Woodson a season ago. Got to admit, Coach, I haven't seen hardly any of Indiana besides some highlights so far this season. So can the Hawkeyes get their first Big Ten win tonight? I mean, what kind of challenge are they facing in these Hoosiers?
Well, this is what's amazing, Cole, is look at the betting lines. They're favored by a point and a half in this game. I'm not sure how. They have no Patrick McCaffrey. And Josh Ogundele, you know, we don't think much. This is the type of game where you need him because Indiana has Trace Jackson Davis, possibly the best post guy in the Big Ten. He hasn't played for a while, and this is a Hoosier team that hasn't played for like 2 weeks. They've been on a big break. They lost their point guard, Xavier Johnson. So maybe Vegas knows something that we don't. And this is a Iowa team without any depth, so I don't know how they're going to press, and they're thin up front against the best post player in the league, possibly the second best. So I'm thinking the Hawks are going to play a lot of zone tonight, but they have to dig down, and might be a lot of emotion because of what Patrick McCaffrey went through when he came out publicly with his issues dealing with anxiety and stress. I don't be surprised the Hawkeyes get this W.
And you mentioned there, okay, they're a little bit backed into a corner given a number of different circumstances right now the Hawks are. Could see them going back to playing some of that zone defense we've seen Fran McCaffrey teams play a lot of in his tenure at Iowa. Is there any other cards that Fran has to play, maybe in particular, Coach, when it comes to trying to gin up some offense?
They're shooting really bad in Big Ten play from three, 26%. Samford's 0 for 10. He's got to make some shots. Connor McCaffrey started the year really well. He's just shooting under 30% in Big Ten play. So they're really struggling. Ulis hasn't made a three in Big Ten play. That's been their issue. They can't make threes. They're not forcing turnovers like they used to do because they don't have the depth to press as much as they have. So it's going to be a different-looking team that the Hawkeyes put out there tonight. But, hey, we've seen stranger things happen. I think Perkins is the big key of this Iowa team. Yeah. They got to have some points out of him, and he's got to create some offense with his defense.
Coach, tell me this, and I want to ask this question because I think it's twofold. You look at Peyton Sanford, his shooting struggles for the large part of this season so far. For you and I fans following closely, Landon Wolf's been in a bit of a shooting slump lately. How did you ever handle this as a college basketball coach? Is it, hey, let me dig in on some film first before I really go and maybe put my arm around a guy or tell him anything? Let me see if the film has anything to say. Or are there some guys you just know, hey, I just got to keep telling them to shoot with confidence? I mean, what have you ever done or spoken to coaches on how they've handled guys that they know can shoot, but the ball's just not going in the basket?
Well, I think first it's confidence. You got to tell them you believe in them, and they got to keep firing it up. Because eventually, if they're a shooter, they're going to shoot their way out of it. But you got to look at tape or watch them practice, and there may be some mechanical flaw that they need fixed. Mm-hmm. You need the shot doctor in there. But, you know, most of these kids are so highly competitive. They're in there with that, they have that gun. I mean, Bowen Bourne told me last year he worked out three times a day. Now he's working out five times a day.
Jeez.
Because they got that gun. They don't even – and I always tell a story about Nick Nurse. He actually lived across the street from me when he played for me. He always roomed with a manager because that manager became his rebounder because they didn't have those kickback machines back in that day.
And I would imagine, too, would it be fair to say that most coaching staffs, kind of like how a baseball team has a pitching coach in the dugout, that maybe there's a particular coach, could be the head coach, that has that extra keen eye, and you could maybe call them the shooting coach?
Oh, in today's day and age, they have so many staff members. There is a coach that's designated as your shooting coach. Back when I coached with Coach Miller, you know, I dealt with the guards. KB, Kevin Boyle had the forwards, and Sam Skerritt dealt with the post guys. So I did a lot of shooting drills with the guards. And the old West Gym is where we go because it was kind of quiet, get a lot of shots up. I'll never forget Maurice Newby. He used to do a drill. He had to shoot 100 threes in a row. that dude would nail 91, 92, 93 Jeez. Every time I went over there. I'd come back and tell Coach Miller, there's nothing wrong with his shot. I'm not going to tell him to do anything differently.
ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman, our guest right now on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company. Coach, you mentioned it right at the top. UNI gets that buzzer-beating win last night at Valpo. These young Panthers, they're finding ways. Two Valley wins on the road. Illinois State, Valpo last night. And I think the way that game ended was such an indication about what this Panther team is, with all due respect to recent Panther teams. The way these guys go about their business when they're playing their best, it's quite a bit different in the A.J. Green era. What stuck out most to you last night with the Panthers getting the win over the Beacons?
Well, they have to be a different team. And I think when I saw this team early in the year, I said they're going to be a really good defensive team, even though they're fairly young. But their fundamentals were really good. And, you know, they've had Duax with a double-double last night. Titan Anderson's been fantastic. I mean, think of this guy averaged like 2-2 last year. He's playing himself into an all-league spot. But this is they got themselves back down. Their turnovers are fairly low, 13 last night. But here's the big thing, and I said this to Coach Jake, and I got the usual cynicism from Coach Jake. I said, look at your two five-men, James Betts, Cole Henry. You're getting about 15 and 9 rebounds from that duo. That's what Austin Fife would have given you. And he looked at me and said, no, Fife would have given us 18 and 12. So, Coach, you didn't get my point. My point is that position's become pretty solid for you.
Yeah. Yeah, and obviously Cole Henry's played a big part of that. He's been playing the best basketball of his college career over the past two-ish weeks. Is that kind of one of those things, Coach, where obviously we've talked about him getting healthy with his ankle. As simple as confidence and maybe being out there more regularly slows the game down for him? I mean, to me, when you watch him, he's playing better, but I still think there's more there for him to do.
You know, I think with Cole Henry, and he's is this his third year there, I think? Because he's kind of got,
I think
got a COVID
it's his
year
third,
and a redshirt year. You know, he might be a seven-year guy like Fife's trying to be. But I tell you what, when they got beat by the team that shouldn't have beat them, McNeese State, and he was horrible. They didn't guard him in that zone, and he was horrible. He was visibly upset after that game, and I thought this might be a great turning point for him. Which it was, because he came back the next game and played really well against South Florida. And I think he kind of like a soul-searching moment. We've all had those, whether it's in your career or in your athletic life. I think that was a really good turning point for him. Plus, he's healthy, because that ankle was giving him some issues.
Well, and pointing out, you know, a turning point potentially for him, his dad's a coach, longtime coach at William Penn, an NAIA program down in Oskaloosa in southeastern Iowa, my stomping grounds. And John Henry is widely respected. And so I would imagine that if he ever needs to put in a call, or maybe sometimes I'd imagine dad's calling him, that he's got an extra ear or you know, somebody extra in his ear that can help him out as well.
Well, and John Henry, he always credits me. Every time I see him, he acts like I don't know him. He said, you remember I worked camp for you at UNI, then you hired me at Nebraska Omaha, and that's why I got into coaching. I'm like, yeah, John, I remember you. But he always credits me with getting into coaching. But you know from being that part of the country, he's had some great teams down there. He's had his team ranked number one in the country.
He gets major talent down there.
Yeah. And I used to, did the NAI championship game down when it was in College of the Ozarks, and he was in the championship game a couple times, so I had good biz with him. But you're right. You got a guy that's a coach's son. It's like Bowen Bourne is. And I think those guys, they got an extra edge because they grew up around the game and they understand it. And their dad can talk them through those rough points like Cole Henry had earlier in his career.
Coach, I know we got Drake Bulldog fans listening. They're going, wait a minute. We were predicted number one in the preseason poll, and we kind of look like we're middle of the pack right now after coughing up a couple late leads, having lost two in a row now in league play. I mean, we've talked at times about, you know, that maybe some of the shortcomings that this roster may have. Is it becoming more clear what Darren DeVries' team is going to have to overcome, or is this maybe kind of just a tough stretch that even good teams endure sometimes?
Well, if you look, they've lost three on the road. It's been by a total of 12 points. And I got their game against Murray State here Saturday, so I'm prepping for that. And Darren's comments were, you know, they're getting themselves in position where it's coming down to that last possession or that last minute where they have to make a stop or make a shot. And you don't want to be in that position. They play 10 or 15 minutes where they're really good, and then they have that spell where they're not very good. And he admittedly said, hey, we miss the athleticism of Hemphill and Tramell Murphy off last year's team. We're not quite as explosive as we were in the past. Tucker's greatly improved. And DJ Wilkins is coming off an ACL. You're expecting him to be that same three-point sniper, all defensive team guy, but he had major knee surgery, so he's not 100%. And Roman Penn, he's playing with a plate in his foot. So we put a lot of pressure on this Drake team. And I still don't have – I have not counted them out yet. I think they've had a tough schedule because you look at their losses. Yeah. Southern's playing as good as anybody right now. Indiana State, we know how good they are. That's where they've lost. And all of a sudden, this Missouri State team's coming from nowhere, catching everybody's eyes.
Coach, great stuff as always. Have a great call of your game this weekend, and we'll catch up again soon, okay? Safe travels.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
You too. Take care. ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman, kind enough to join us on this Thursday edition of Cole & Company. All right, let's take this next time out. Radio Iowa Sports coming up. On the other side, we're going to keep talking hoop. Waterloo West boys basketball coach Cliff Baranobis will join. Wahawks off to a 6-1 start. They're 2-0 in the Valley Division of the Mississippi Valley Conference. We'll hear all about those Wahawks from the coach Cliff Baranobis next, right here on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
Radio Iowa Sports, good afternoon. I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with college basketball on the schedule tonight, where the Iowa Hawkeyes will play host to 15th-ranked Indiana. The Hawkeyes come into tonight looking to snap a three-game losing skid, winless so far in the Big Ten, and will do it shorthanded without Patrick McCaffrey, who has stepped away from the team for now to deal with anxiety. Tip-off for the Hawkeyes and Hoosiers from Carver Hawkeye Arena tonight, set for 8 o'clock. On last night's scoreboard, 25th-ranked Iowa State, 63-60, the win over Oklahoma. The Cyclones have won four straight, go on the road to 17th-ranked TCU on Saturday. In the Missouri Valley Conference, Northern Iowa knocked off Valparaiso 69-67. The Panthers host Southern Illinois Saturday. Drake fell at Southern Illinois last night, 53-49. The Bulldogs back in action hosting Murray State Saturday. I'm Tim Fisher, Radio Iowa Sports.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads.
It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Need to update your furniture? Menards has the furniture you need in stock. Plus, you get a free rug. That's right, buy any upholstered living room furniture at $299 or more and get a free 5x7 area rug. That's $149.99 in savings. Need a new chair? How about a sectional, a new recliner, or loveseat? Buy one today, get a free rug. Hurry up, get to Menards before they're gone. In-store only while supplies last.
Save big money at Menards.
Safety in the workplace is vital to your business. The U.S. Department of Labor states over 38,000 workplace illnesses and injuries happen in Iowa each year. Some of these could be avoided with proper markings. I'm Les with A-Line Striping and Sweeping. We'll clearly and visibly mark pedestrian areas and danger zones in your warehouse or factory, as well as storage areas, increasing organization and safety in your operation. My team is professional and our equipment is top of the line, ensuring maximum quality and customer satisfaction. Visit us online at alinestriping.com.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Lesson 86. This is how you say, gee willikers, it's a hot one. Let's cool down with some Bud Lights. That's it for today. Bud Light. Crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back to Cole and Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan app.
Yeah, welcome back. Thursday edition of the show continues. Talking a lot of basketball today on the program, and you can listen to Pac-12 basketball tonight here on The Fan. Big rivalry game and pregame coverage of the USC Trojans on the road at UCLA, beginning at 8:15, tip-off at 8:30. We've been talking college hoops right now. We're going to talk some high school hoops, and we'll stay in the metro as Waterloo West boys basketball coach Cliff Baranobis, kind enough to join us on the show. Coach, hope you had a happy holiday, happy new year. Thanks so much for being here.
Oh, no problem, Cole. First of all, I want to say thank you for the tremendous job that you do covering high school sports. You do a great job.
Well, thanks, Coach. Pleasure's all mine. And got to mention Mark Simpson, too, my colleague, who does a great job as well. And looking forward to learning more about your team. You guys are off to a great start. But first things first, let's start with that win you got on Tuesday night, 60-55 over a good Linmar team. Tell us how your guys got the job done in that one.
So we, you know, we're really focused on playing defense. We're not very tall this year, so we really, you know, our emphasis is on playing defense and grinding down and being physical. And I think every year that's really what, that's kind of what our forte has tried to be. I mean, obviously you can't do it every year because, you know, you got to coach who you have, and our kids have done a nice job of that. They've kind of bought into that. And hopefully we continue forward with it, to be honest.
Well, and that makes me think, with the shot clock in play now. You mentioned you got a defense-first team. So much of the conversation surrounding the shot clock is, what does it mean for offenses? What stood out the most to you, Coach Baranobis, about what the shot clock has meant for defense?
You know, honestly, for us, the way we played it, it really hasn't changed a whole lot because we're always out there trying to, you know, put ball pressure on and make them take earlier shots. So I for other teams that are kind of playing pack lines, it may affect other teams differently because they're, you know, they're playing inside that paint more, making them move the ball longer. And but we're actually trying to pressure the ball and make them make quicker decisions. So for us, it didn't really, hasn't affected us or the other team as much. I mean, we've had, I suppose, in the games that we played, we probably had six violations so far. Not us, them.
Yeah.
Defensively, yes.
And that also makes me think, too, when you talk about your style of defense with the ball pressure extending beyond the three-point line. You know, that we've got a college basketball team here in the state of Ames that I think has played that style of defense to a really, really high level in the Iowa State Cyclones, led by T.J. Altzelberger. Have you watched much of the Cyclones, and have you had the same thought that I'm relaying right now where, you know, they're playing that brand of defense that I think you coach toward?
Yeah, you're spot on there. He's done a heck of a job, man. I'm super impressed how they come out and their kids grind and they play hard. They sell out on defense. And to answer your question, for sure. I mean, I've learned a lot from watching some of what they do. And honestly, Ben Jagerson over the years has helped us out tremendously because he allows us to come watch his practices. A lot of my coaches did a lot of researches, and we finagled some things here and there. And we try to fit it into the kids that we actually have. So you can't always play the same exact defense every year. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you try to make it fit your program or the kids you actually are coaching.
Waterloo West boys basketball coach Cliff Baranovas, our guest right now on this Thursday edition of Cole and Company. Coach, you got six seniors on your roster, three of whom your top producers so far this season. Just tell us about this senior class and what it means, you know, their impact on this team overall, and maybe more specifically the three I referenced that have played really good basketball so far.
Two of them, Samarion Anderson and Keyshawn Pendleton, are both all-conference players from last year returning. So that was a good start for us. I mean, we actually, you know, you're lucky when you got two guys coming back that are all-conference. And we were lucky we started the puzzle there. But honestly, we got fortunate that we had a couple transfers come in, one of them being Keaton Lee Demas. He's got a story of his own, and, you know, great kid. And he's had, I don't know if I can say this or not, but, you know, his mother passed away in 2020. Mm. And so he ended up coming here, and he's just been, he's just a great kid. He plays hard. He's, you know, he's fun to coach. He's kind of quiet, doesn't say a whole lot, but he plays hard. He's been a big addition to our team. And then there's Dayton Bruce, who is not very tall, about 5'4". He's our point guard, but he goes out there and does what we ask, and he's been another good addition. And he was at Ames last year, Ames High School, and he is actually from Waterloo. But he went to Ames, and then he ended up coming back, and we ended up getting him over the summer. And then Jalil Manigo, who was a freshman starter for us last year, is taking on a different role this year. Last year he played point guard for us, and this year he's kind of playing the short as we are. We're all guards. Heck, yeah, you can call him whatever you want to call him, but we're all guards, and he's done a nice job. And, you know, a lot of kids are working hard for us, and as coaches, that's really all you can ask for.
Yeah, that's great to hear. And Coach, hearing you say that, yeah, our roster isn't very tall, have you been able to maybe parlay that into some defensive versatility where you've been able to tell your guys, well, what we lack in height, as long as you guys are bringing it, we can switch. We can help ourselves by being able to just switch screens and make life easier, or is that not quite the way you come at it?
But you're spot on again. Like, we got four guys out there pretty much the same height. It's like it really is not going to matter on ball screen.
Right.
Because you're spot on with that. And in addition to that, you know, we've got three younger kids that that we're trying to mix in with that senior group. And honestly, the development of those younger kids, Joe Hudson, Sean Sear Wortham, Nazir Kuykendall, there's, I don't want to leave anybody out, Bryce Westermeyer, without their help with this team, especially with this team, you know, these guys are starting to come along, and I think that we'll be as good as those guys improve the rest of the year. That's what I think. I mean, we're going to get, how much better we can get, I don't know. It's going to come down to those younger kids, honestly. At this point,
when it comes to your improvement, we've talked a lot about defense so far. What is kind of the blueprint become offensively? Obviously, I think from what you've had to say, you guys aren't lighting the world on fire or reinventing the wheel or anything, but what have you coached toward offensively, and maybe through seven games, have you and your staff, maybe even your players as well, been able to identify, okay, you know, this is what we know we can do, but I feel like maybe we could make some gains here, and that's really going to help us out.
You know, at the end of the day, it's going to come down to, you know, good shots. I think that's the most important thing for this team is, like, we got a lot of guys that you know, when you're a guard, you know, and you can dribble the ball, you want to take a lot of your own shot, you know, create your own shot, mm-hmm. especially when they watch all that all the time on the NBA. It's crazy. But so you kind of got that poison mixed in with it. But for us, it's almost a necessity for that ball to be moving. And we got to get that to the next guy, the next open guy, and then keep, you know, dribble driving and attacking and pitching to the next guy. That so we're getting wide open shots opposed to, I mean, we're not tall, so we can't force shots up. We got to get good shots. And I think that's the key for us to be successful offensively. And we're we're just running a, you know, either a five out or one in, four out. Just trying to let them read and react and let them play a little bit. Because if I was playing with two bigger guys or whatever, I'd definitely have a different offensive style of attack. But with this group, you know, we're playing just basically a one in, four out, five out, and they're right now we're actually making way better decisions than we did at the beginning of the year. And so I'm happy with that part. At the beginning of the year, we were trying to put this puzzle together. And, you know, we had two new guys fit in and a bunch of younger kids, and they're starting to figure it out.
It would seem to me, Coach, that, you know, led by that senior group you spoke about earlier who's working hard, setting the tone, that you're giving these younger guys opportunities. So practice probably is pretty intense on a regular basis. I get the feeling that you got these young guys that you're giving some opportunity to. They ought to know that the harder they work, the better they play, the more opportunity that'll be there for them.
Yeah, and they're doing that, Cole, and they're doing that. And so it's you're right. They want to play, and they're trying to get, you know, earn minutes. You know how that is.
Yeah.
And when you're playing that, I'll tell you one thing is difficult. When you got all guards, it's it's not hard to find minutes for a guy switching in at the guard spot, right?
Mm-hmm.
When we put our post play, because we've got a couple taller, bigger kids, but there are younger guys there. You know, it's just really trying to fit into that style of whatever we're trying to play. Those two guys come in, they're really only able to sub kind of for each other, you know, so it's a little different that way. But the rest on your guard, you can go in for five guards. It's not going to matter.
A couple more minutes here with Waterloo West boys basketball coach Cliff Baranovas, Wahawks 6-1 so far this season. Any adjustments, albeit we were talking about the offense, you guys are trying to, you know, just keep it simple and do what you're capable of, but maybe some quick plays or some sort of adjustments as it relates to the shot clock with anything you're doing offensively?
We have a couple. Yeah, we try to install some quick hitters when it comes down to game situations, you know, like fourth quarter stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We'll run some high screen and roll when it comes to, you know, we usually got 8 seconds, you know, when we're kind of disrupted and we go out, we go high screen and roll. I think that's pretty basic for a lot of player teams to do that as well. Then you put your best player out there and try to let him create something.
You know, it's been really encouraging to hear, Coach, all the different coaches that I've talked to so far. Everybody's had positive things to say about the shot clock. So I think, one, I mean, obviously that's great to hear. And then, two, I think it's important that we point out, you know, the administration and the volunteers that have helped make this happen.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, without them, it's too bad everybody takes them for granted, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm with you 100 on that, because so they got to do a lot. There's a lot to it. There's a lot to it. And then, you know, it's like referees, right? I every year they have these little forms you can fill out to either criticize a ref or you don't want this ref. And I've never done one, ever.
Mm.
And it goes back to the NBC. And the reason why, I recognize that you're not going to be perfect. I recognize that everybody's going to call it different every night.
Yeah.
You know, and so I just refuse to tournament, you know, like I just refuse to judge somebody on a given night of how you're going to call the basketball game. And of course, I'm not perfect as a coach, for sure. So, you know.
And we need more officials. So, you know, why do anything that would maybe encourage to push any of them out? So,
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Finally, Coach, real quick, you're on the road at Iowa City High tomorrow. Little Hawks are a 500 team. Who knows how that's going to end up for them? What can you tell us about the challenge you guys are going to face tomorrow night?
You know, to be honest, they're the type of team that can beat anybody. They play freelance and they let it go. Like, they're not scared to shoot it at any given time, and those are dangerous teams. And so, yeah, we went over it tonight and talked about that, you know, that we got to close out, have a hand up all the time. We can't sit there, you know, be late because they're going to shoot it. The thing I looked on film, they ain't scared to let it go.
Got to bring that Wahawk defense down Interstate 380 tomorrow, that's for sure.
That's for dang sure. Yep, you're right. Cool.
Coach, thanks so much for catching up with you. Always a pleasure to be talking basketball. And best of luck, best of health to your team, and we'll be sure to catch up again here after too long.
Okay, I appreciate it, Cole. Thank you.
Thank you. Waterloo West boys basketball coach Cliff Baranovas, kind enough to join us on this Thursday edition of Cole & Company. All right, let's take this final timeout. NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's above the noise commentary. We'll come back on the other side wrap up the show right after this.
I'm Taylor Bisciotti with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Bills safety DeMar Hamlin remains in critical condition after suffering a cardiac arrest in Monday night's game against the Bengals. But there is some promising news on his recovery. A family spokesperson says doctors continue to see all the signs they've been hoping to from Hamlin so far, and his recovery is, quote, moving in a positive direction. Bengals head coach Zach Taylor spoke for the first time since Monday night and says he fully supports the decision to postpone the game. He also praised his counterpart, Bills head coach Sean McDermott.
The first thing he said was, I need to be at the hospital with DeMar, and I shouldn't be coaching this game. But in that moment, he really showed who he was, that all his focus was just on DeMar and being there for him, being there for his family at the hospital.
McDermott and the Bills did return to the field Wednesday, conducting a brief walkthrough practice. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
It's Macy's one-day sale now with great deals of the day to kick off the new year. Like $59.99 cashmere, 40% off designer booties and handbags she'll love. And spruce up your bedroom with comforter sets 55 to 65% off. Plus, get contact-free curbside pickup or pickup in store. Now at Macy's one-day sale. Details at macys.com/pickup. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
At Poet, we're proud to support rural communities across the heartland. Proud to create new market opportunities for farmers. Proud to do the world-changing work at our local bioprocessing facilities. Every day, Poet is partnering with family farms to create innovative bioproducts that cultivate thriving communities and grow local economies, ensuring that rural farm families can continue to do what they love for generations to come. Visit Poet.com.
As a truck driver, I've learned how important road safety is. I know that large trucks need more time and room to stop. That's why I always hang back and follow other vehicles at a safe distance. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're driving, try to remember to always give trucks extra space when you merge in front of them. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. The NFC East is one of the most competitive divisions in football, but the division hasn't seen a repeat champ since the Eagles in 2004. As things stand today, the Commanders don't seem like a big threat going forward, but Washington may be better set up for success than you think. Ron Rivera is a no-nonsense, accomplished head coach. The defense sits just outside the top 10 in points per game allowed, and the team features plenty of talent on the offensive side of the ball. The main problem? Quarterback. Carson Wentz has been a disappointment. Taylor Heineke may be nothing more than a backup, and we haven't seen much yet from the rookie Sam Howell. But the Commanders do have a potential out in Wentz's contract after this season, and if you look at the history of this division, as well as take into account Washington's nearly $20 million in cap space in the offseason, creating a winning team in Washington may not be as far-fetched if the team can find a quarterback. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. This message is brought to you by Discover. Did you know you could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection? The latest innovation from Discover. Discover will help regularly remove your personal information like your name and address from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data. And they'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more. Discover.com/online privacy protection. That's Discover.com/online privacy protection.
We all drive. Sooner or later, we're going to have to replace our tires. I trust the experts at TireRack.com. For over 40 years, they've been revolutionizing tire buying. Go to TireRack.com/radio and tell them what you drive. They'll show you tires that are a perfect fit. Not sure where to start? Their easy-to-use tire decision guide shows you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Their extensive selection includes the full lineup of Vredestein Hypertrack, Quadtrack, and Pinza tires. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
We're going to skate to one song only.
You're listening to Cole and Company on The Fan in the Cedar Valley at 102.3 FM and across Eastern Iowa at 1650 AM.
Welcome back for a final time on this Thursday. Got to thank ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman and Waterloo West boys basketball coach Cliff Baranovis. Great as always. to speak with both of those two fine gentlemen. If you missed any of it, it'll be available shortly in minutes time. It's 1650thefan.com in podcast form. Pac-12 basketball coming up later tonight here on The Fan. USC at UCLA. 8:15 pregame, 8:30 tip for that one. So stay up late, listen to some Pac-12 basketball. Have a great night, everybody. I will be back tomorrow at 5.
You've been listening to Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.